Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
All right, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast Q&A version. Dan, what's going on, man? I know we got some questions here today.
Hey, got some good questions. Ready to roll.
We're ready to roll. We're just going to dig in here, guys. We got a lot to do. So the first question is from the free Facebook group. Dominic asked this question. I have an employee whose skills are not improving after 2 years, but he has heart. Should I cut him free or continue to spend money on repairs? What say you, Dan?
I would not look so much at the employee necessarily, and I would look in the mirror, Dominic, because it sounds like there's a leadership or a training problem more than, and maybe in addition to an employee problem.
Yeah, what are the possible scenarios, right? Number one, you didn't hire right. Yep. Just flat out, you just hired the wrong person, they have bad character, whatever, and for all we know, you know, he's doing everything he can to be patient with this guy and get him up to speed and train him, and he's just the wrong guy. Got to cut him loose. All right. Another possible scenario is you suck as a leader and you just hire somebody, you throw him in there and you expect him to read your fucking mind. Oh, I said I wasn't going to swear a lot today. See, I always do this. All right. So I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to swear anymore today, Dan, in this recording. Here you go.
Okay. Push up challenge once again. Works out.
Yeah. I know. Whatever. I like push-ups. That's a problem. I think, you know, maybe you haven't trained them. I see this so much, Dan. I know we have another question about employees later on that we're going to answer. Maybe we'll just do it right after this one and make this episode all about that. But like so many guys, you guys hire people and you just do a crappy job of hiring. Like you don't, and guys, hiring starts with having what we call, Dan, your non-negotiables for what it takes to be part of this team here. Right. You know, like, what is it? You guys, you should have your company values, of course, like we talk about all the time, but you should also have your non-negotiables of who does and who does not get the honor and the privilege of being on your team. And if you don't approach it that way, you're going to get, you know, what you're getting now.
And this game, make sure people are in the right seats too. Like we're up at Turner Builders doing a FI team building workshop yesterday and revealed some characteristics in some of the guys that need to be readjusting how the structure of the company is to put them in the right place to succeed and to bring the most value to the team. So there's so many layers to this, but it's not necessarily the employee problem. There's a lot of facets that can be addressed.
Yeah. So to answer the question, should I cut the guy loose or continue to spend money on repairs? Well, you know, wasting money and inefficiencies and callbacks and stuff is never a good idea, Dominic. So I would definitely make sure that whether you keep them or get rid of them, that's got to stop. Right. So you got to identify the root of the problem. And if you haven't been training them and giving them some metrics, like everybody wants to know, I don't care who you are, Dan, everybody wants to know, am I doing a good job? What does a good job look like? You know, how do I know I'm doing my job? And we're actually right now in the middle. We hired an outside HR company that, you know, Neil is just hiring now, and we're revamping all of our own job descriptions and things like that. And getting them up to speed here in the fight, you guys. So this is an ongoing thing as a leader. And as your company reaches next levels and things like that, you're always going to, you know, be making adjustments and stuff. And, you know, Dan, one of my biggest pet peeves is, you know, it's kind of an unwritten culture law of mine and the company is that everybody carries their water here. Yeah. You know, like it's just, and it's not, it's like, if you don't perform, and this is not being an ogre, this is not me being some, you know, unreasonable employer or any, I know you know that, but it's like, I mean, Dan, you're in charge of our sales here. So, you know, if like, let's just call it what it is. If Dan wants to make money, Dan knows he needs to sell, period. Like at certain rates and here's certain goals. And if not, Dan or me or you or anybody doesn't get to be in that role anymore. Right. And so Dominic, I would just encourage you to really, like Dan said, really look in the mirror and go, have I done everything to set this dude up for success? And if not, then do that before you cut them loose. But if you can truly look in the mirror and go, I've worked side by side with this dude, I've taught this over and over, like I've been over backwards, I've had his back, this and that, and they're still not getting it, it's time to go. Okay. Yeah. So, all right. Fighters, if you are a sales professional in the construction industry, I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. This will take you to our free Facebook group, Contractor Sales Pros. That's a place where you can ask questions, share strategies and best practices to help each other grow and get better as salespeople in the construction industry. So don't miss an opportunity to get better. Every single one of us has room to grow. So head to thecontractorfight.com/salespro. Next question. This is from Justin. He put a video up in the Facebook group literally right before we went live here, and so we thought we would answer this. It was about a minute and 15 video that kind of rambled on the question. Dan, you heard it. But in essence, Justin was asking, how do I set expectations for new hires that this is really hard work physically, right? And I thought this was a good question because he's like, you know, I'll hire some guys and they'll come in on a Monday and I know on day one, I'm going to end up cutting one or two of them loose, you know, and they think that they're like working at this crazy pace and really hard. And he's an electrician and he's like, man, this is just the job, right? Like it's physical. Right. You're moving around. You got to have a little hustle and stuff. So what do you say to that?
Yeah. Again, it comes down, I think the first question, like, are you hiring the right people? Are you reaching out to the right people? Are you paying enough if you're just what you're getting? But it is just be transparent, just like when we're doing sales, on expectations, what to expect. Sometimes these job descriptions are kind of skirt around the issues about what you're dealing with. But if it could be on your knees running wire for 8 hours a day, like, don't make the first day show up that the time they figure that out, because that's when people are going to punt on you.
Yeah. And I think this is, there's so much, you know, we talk, I'm a broken record, but we talk about creating content, showing your culture, showing, you know, hire a video guy for the day to follow you around and go, this is the average day in the life of an electrician, right?
Yes, you're right.
And, but highlight the cool stuff. Like Dan, you were talking about somebody who was in a job description online or a job ad was talking about crawling around in the woods and getting ticks on them and all that other stuff. And it's like, what'd you say? Flip it and go, yeah. Hey, are you an outdoorsman?
Right. I was a land surveyor. You just talk about like, you know, you're used to getting all your blood sucked out with mosquitoes and ticks and all this like nasty stuff. And it's like, turn around, like find some guy that goes, does that for, you know, pleasure, like a deer hunter or something else. You know,
right.
People don't want to be in a cubicle. I love your idea of the video of your average day on the job site. You know, just like we do case studies with customers, like here's what's going to look like in your backyard when we're tearing it apart and doing this stuff. Do the same thing for hiring. So they get an idea of what crawling, you know, being in a crawl space, running wire looks like or feels like on summer's day, unfortunately.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, that's where I think having a better, onboarding process when you hire people, interview process, really counting the cost and not like in some way, like take it away. Like, are you sure you really want to do this, Dan? Like we're crawling around on job sites. You're going to be sanding woodwork or whatever it is on your knees for 4 hours a day. And the other 4 hours a day, you're going to be, you know, lugging ladders around and this and that. Are you sure you're up for that? You know? And listen, I don't want to come across, Dan, you and I are like the same age, you know, 53, 52, whatever the hell we are. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to go, look how soft everybody is. Nobody wants to work. And every generation does that. All the old geezers say that about the net, but I really think it's true this time. Like there is such a, and the reason I think it's true is you look at the military, some of the branches are lowering their standards for people to get in because they can't do a frickin' pull up or they can't walk a mile, let alone run it, you know? And so I think that's a huge indicator of, and listen, I'm not saying everybody's lazy and everyone's out of shape, but we are like the most obese country in the world. All right. They are doing so much on the, like, there's such a war against being in shape, you know, like this whole, I know I'm totally going where I shouldn't go right now, but like this whole, you know, like last night I was watching something and I think it's, I don't want to say the wrong store. So one of these fancy stores or whatever in the malls and stuff that's, you know, whatever. And they're like making obesity okay.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. You saw it. Right. Okay. So guys, I'm just sitting here like, no, there's some let's have some pride in being physically fit, and let's attract people like that. So you guys that are struggling with like people that are soft and can't keep up and can't run a shovel for 2 hours without crying to their mommy and shit like that, you know, think about where you're searching for these employees and building your brand and talking about the type of people that work here. So for instance,
and too, that they want, yeah. Right. Like, you know, it's like my family were steel workers and auto workers and mm-hmm. tough, shitty physical jobs, but like they got paid well and they liked the lifestyle they had. So they have a good company culture. It's worth their time showing up. Like people get dirty for that. It's when yep. there's no benefit to them and they're doing miserable work that falls away. Look at our friends yeah. in the pond industry. Those guys look like they've been living in a mud hole all day long, but they have a smile on their face because they're making tons of money and yeah. they love what they do.
Well, so I think, you know, for me, if I had to recruit a team right now of guys that need to bust their tails physically out in the field every day, you guys, I would look to former athletes. I would look to veterans. I mean, you grab an infantry Marine and you put them on a job site, it's like a walk in the park, upgrade. Right? Yeah, it's an upgrade. Totally. So guys, I think the whole point of these couple questions we answered here is you just got to be selective on who you're hiring and have those non-negotiables of what it takes to be part of your team. Just don't settle just for warm bodies, you guys. I hear, Dan, we hear this all the time. Like, oh, I hired a guy and he didn't show up on Monday and this and that. Then there's a hiring process issue there.
Yeah. Right?
But it's anyway.
Just like looking for money, like always be hiring. Yep. Don't, when you're looking, when you're desperate for labor, you're going to pick up whatever's on the side of the road.
Yeah, literally. That's so. Never a good thing. So, yeah. All right, guys, appreciate you hanging with us here today on this Q&A episode. Give us a rating, give us a review, share this with another contractor that needs to hear it, and we're out. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.